From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting hundreds are dead at the Hajj. A stampede in Saudi Arabia killed at least 717 people Thursday and injured more than 800. Video from the scene showed bodies strewn across the ground in Mina, 5 kilometers east of Mecca. Muslims visit the site to throw rocks at pillars representing the devil in a final ritual before the beginning of the Eid al-Adha holiday. Pope Francis called on the U.S. Congress and the American people to set aside divisions and renew what he called a spirit of fraternity and solidarity, cooperating generously for the common good. The Roman Catholic leader is the first pope ever to address Congress.
To imitate the hatred and violence of tyrants and murderers is the best way to take their place. That is something which you, as people, reject.
Pope Francis. A Kremlin spokesman says Russian President Vladimir Putin will meet with U.S. President Barack Obama on Monday in New York. He said Mr. Putin will also meet with Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe. The three leaders are among the many who will be in New York next week to attend this year's session of the United Nations General Assembly. U.S.-based rights organization Human Rights Watch says Rwandan authorities are unlawfully holding some of the country's most vulnerable citizens in an unofficial detention center in the capital, Kigali. It says it found that Rwandan authorities are unlawfully detaining such people as prostitutes, street vendors, beggars, homeless people, and suspected petty criminals as means of keeping undesirable elements off the streets. This is VOA News. Chinese President Xi Jinping heads to Washington Thursday for talks with President Barack Obama. The two leaders are expected to discuss a number of difficult issues, including cyber attacks, human rights, and economics. Mr. Xi, on Wednesday, met the top leaders of some of America's largest tech companies, including Amazon, Apple, Microsoft, Boeing, and Facebook. The Chinese leader assured them he is committed to improving intellectual property rights and making it easier for foreign companies to do business in China. The European Union's Mediterranean naval operation will begin the second phase of an operation against migrant traffickers October 7th. EU Foreign Affairs Chief Federica Mogherini announced the decision in Rome, saying that the assets are ready. Explaining the new phase, Mogherini said European warships will operate against traffickers in international waters. They will not enter into Libyan territory. The European Union urged its 28 member countries Thursday to start their own investigations into Volkswagen's fake emissions tests. Germany's transport minister has announced that the automaker has admitted it falsified results in Europe, just as it did in the United States. Transport Minister Alexander Dobrindt said it is not known how many of the 11 million diesel vehicles affected by the bogus tests worldwide were sold to European customers. He said cars made by other manufacturers, including Germany's BMW brand, would also be checked. Two suicide bombers attacked a mosque in Yemen's capital on Thursday. At least 25 people were killed. The targets had been attending prayers at the start of the Eid al-Adha holiday at a mosque run by the Shiite Houthi group that seized control of the city a year ago. There was no immediate claim of responsibility. Colombia's president and the leader of the FARC rebel group have reached a breakthrough in peace talks. Those talks, aimed at ending more than 50 years of bloodshed and one of the world's longest-running wars. President Juan Manuel Santos and FARC commander Timoleon Jimenez, also known as Timochenko, agreed to sign a final accord by next March. A Congo-Brazzaville opposition leader says the people will take to the streets this Sunday to protest President Denis Sassou Nguesso's decision to seek a third term. Guy Kinfusia Romain, president of the Union for Democracy and Republican Party, said Congolese will take a page from Burkina Faso, where civil society and unions played a key role in blunting the president's bid for a third term. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.